Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Learning Meseches Nedarim, Davav, we'll start from the sugi of Yesh Yad LeKedushin HaDavav HaMedeis. Gemara says, Boyer Rav Papa, Yesh Yad LeKedushin HaLoi. By Nedarim, we know we have a din of Yad. Yodis Nedarim Ke Nedarim. We learn that from Xeris HaKosov, Nazir LaHazir, to teach you that Yadais Naziris and Yadis Nadarim is Kenadarim, which means that even if you didn't say a Diba Shalim, you didn't say a complete sentence, you just said part of the sentence, you just said Majani Mimcha, you didn't say clearly the word Kainim, but that we finish the sentence for you and we make it as if you said a Lashon Neder. So the Shaila is by Kedushin also, do we say the same thing? Do we say Yesh Yad LeKedushin? That a Kedushin also would work, that if you say part of a sentence for Kedushin, we finish a sentence and it will be a Lashon of Kedushin, and the issue will be Mekudeshes. The Ran says, how would you know Yadis by Kedushin? If Nedarim, you need a Xeris HaKasav, some Hechates of Kedushin. So he says, you learn Efem Memetzinu by Nedarim. Just like you find by Nedarim, Efem Memetzinu. Or maybe Nedarim is different because Nedarim is Chomer. Nedarim doesn't need a Maisa. It's Chal B'Dibur Ba'alma. Kedushin needs a Maisa, so maybe it's harder for Kedushin to be Chal, so maybe you can't learn out for Nedarim. If the others work by Nedarim, they work by Kedushin. Taisus and the Rosh have a different shot, not al Tzemem Matzinu, but just like the Gemara said, the next Gemara by Peah, by Tzedakah, that you learn it out from Karbanis, from Hekdish, so it could be Kedushin also is an Inyan of Hekdish. Kedushin is like a Lashon of Hekdish, the Asa Kul Alma Kehekdish. So maybe the Chaleis Kedushin is similar to a Chaleis Hekdish in that way, that just like a Yad would work, Legabi Hekdish, Yesh Yad L'Nedarim, Nidvi Hekdish is also Nedarim, so Yad would work for Kedushin, they're also similar to Hekdish. And the Gemara says, Hechi Dami, Ilayim in the Amal Le'isha Re'et Megadesh Asliva, Amal Le'chaverta Va'at Nami, Pshita Hayne Kedushin Atzman. If you tell Le'isha Re'et Megadesh Asliva, and you tell a friend Va'at Nami, you're also Megadeshis, even though he didn't say the word Mekadeshes, you also. So that's Mamash Adib of Kedushin. Even though he didn't say a Lashon of Kedushin, he just said Va'at Nami, and you also. He didn't say you also what, but the Gemara held that wasn't called the Yat. And Pashas of Pshan is because he already said to the first Ishare Mekadeshesli, he said already a Lashon Kedushin, and he said Va'at Nami, you also means you also are Mekadeshes. It's as if he went to the two Nashim and said, Hare At Va'at Mekadeshesli. Hare at Mekadeshesli, Va'at Nami, that is one big statement that the word Hare at Mekadeshesli is not only going on the first one, Va'at Nami, it's going on the second one. Ela kagayin da amal ish Hare at Mekadeshesli. They told one ish Hare at Mekadeshesli, Va'amal chaverta Va'at. He told the friend Va'at. And most Rishayim say that he didn't give the second one a pruta. He gave both prutas to the first one. The Ran says, and other Rishayim also, Taisus the Rosh, if you would give the second one a pruta, so then the Va'at Vaitu would mean a Lashon Kedushin without a Yad. If he says, Arei Mekadesh Asli gives a pruta, and then gives another pruta the second one and says Va'at, that means Va'at Mekadesh Asli. Vaitu, that's Mamish the Lashon. Arsa Mishamel, not the way Taisus brings down, the Shita Mekabetzis brings down Rishayim that hold, even if he gave a second pruta, you don't necessarily mean that that wouldn't be by itself a Lashon Kedushin. And the Gemara says, Mi amina vat nami amal lechaverta, v'tafse b'kedushin lechaverta, aydom vat chazoi amal lechaverta, v'oi tafse b'kedushin lechaverta. Do you say that vat means Kedushin, or does vat mean vat chazoi? You also would be right to have Kedushin, but it doesn't mean that he's actually being Mekadesh. So Yishayim are bothered. Why does the Gemara have to say that Va'at means Va'at Chazoi? L'chai, we're talking about it's a Yad, and it's a Yad Mechich, we're passing Yadayim Shem Mechich Eslavi Yadayim, so Va'adu we know he means Va'at, meaning Kedushin. Now the Shaila is, there's no Din Yadis by Kedushin. We don't learn it out, it's only by Nedarim. There's no Xeris Akas of Yadis by Kedushin. So why do we have to say he meant Va'at Chazoi? Why don't we say he meant Va'at Nami? That's what he meant, but he didn't say it, and therefore we have to come on to a Din Yad, and Kedushin doesn't have Yadis. So the Ran and Rajma, Amashma, Einachin Ami, doesn't mean that. Avadi means At Nami. Avadi, that's what he means. It's a Yad Mechiach. But Yad doesn't help, so the Kedushin doesn't work. So Mel the Va'at is as if he said Va'at Chazoi. It's a lav dafka dikaloshin. But Tais and the Rosh say that if there'd be no other perish in Va'at, then Va'at would be gezokt Va'at Nami. And Tais again explains, like we explained by the Va'at Nami, it's because he said Hare Mekadeshesli. Hare Mekadeshesli Va'at, if there is no other perish, that is Hare At Va'at Mekadeshesli. That's a Lashon Kedushin. But about there happens to be another pirish, even though we're calling it a Yad Mechiach, that he didn't mean that pirish, but Va'at is Seivel a pirish, Va'at Chazoi, so Mela, a Diba Kedushin, it's not an actual Diba of Kedushin, would only be a Yad, it's a Yad Mechiach, but it's only a Yad. But if there's no other pirish of Va'at Chazoi, then it would be a Diba of Kedushin. Now, the later Achreinim, Rabbi Baruch Ber, Rabbi Naftali Trop, Rabbi Shimon Shkop, and others, they ask a gewaltige kasha on this gemara. They ask, by nedarim, there is no mice of making the neder. The deeper makes the neder. You need a deeper, a bitis v'sayim, to make a neder. So memela, there's a tzad. I could hear a tzad to say that if you didn't say the entire losh neder, that's not gezak the neder. You never said the neder. That's why I need a gzeris kasha of yodes. Even if you didn't say the entire neder, you only said half the neder. But that's also good enough. We fill in your words. Yadus nedarim kenedar. But by kedushin, l'chayr, there's no din. The kedushin is not chal because you said the kedushin. The kedushin is chal because in the ma'isa kedushin, you give kesef, eish and ikdus bekesef. What's the point of that mirror by kedushin? L'chayr is just a gili das that you're doing it for kedushin. You have to show. The isha has to understand that she's doing it for kedushin. The edim have to understand that it's for kedushin. You need to show that you're doing giving the kesef for kedushin. So the day that you say that it's for kedushin, you say it mekadeshesli. So a mail of the ma'isa becomes a ma'isa kedushin. But l'chayr, there's no din dibur. There's no din amira. Let's say we would know without you saying it, it's a kedushin. Let's say we happen to know that it's a kedushin without you saying it. L'chayr, that should also work. If there's an umdin at this kedushin, that should also work. It doesn't say any din amira by kedushin. So, Ibazai, what's the shail of Yadis? We know that he wants Kedushin. It's a Yad Mechiach. We know that he means Kedushin. And the shail is that called a Dibur? That's a shail of a Yadis. Is a Yad called a Dibur? Is it Kazak? But what do you need a Dibur for? As long as we know he wants a Kedushin, he gave a clear indication that he's giving it for Kedushin. Why isn't that good enough? Now, the emes is the Torah's Gittin. An earlier Achron, Teres Gittin, the Nesivus, it's on what he wrote on Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer, Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, at the end of the Simon, towards the end. He stels lich on this kasha, and he says, you see from this Gemara that you need Dafka Amira. You need Dibur. You need Dafka Amira. And Umdenetz Kedushin doesn't help, you need Dafka Amira. Taka, just like the Noam and Nesivus, Kesef and Shdar and Bia, that's not enough. You also need Amira. And he brings another ayah. Because the Gemara in Kedushin, that famous day, says that Nasan Hu V'Amr Hu, that's a Kedushin, but Nasan Hu V'Amr He, if she says it, then it's not a Kedushin. If he gives money and she says, Hare Ani Mekadesh Eslach with the money you're giving, that doesn't work. In fact, the Torah is getting, why not? Why not? We see clearly from her Amir that he's giving it for Kedushin. What's the difference? His Amir or her Amir? Why is it different? Elamai. Time that the Torah is given, Vice says you need Amira. So there, the din is Kiyigach means he has to do the Kedushin, he has to give the money. Who then he has to do the Amira? If she does the Amira, you're missing the Amira of Kedushin. The Amira has to be his Amira, like it says, Kiyigach v'loi kisikach. But if there'd be no din Amira, just the din that we have to know he's giving it l'shem Kedushin, so even with her Amira, we know that he's giving it l'shem Kedushin. What's the chilek? In them state, you need Amira. But l'chayr, it's a bissel shver. It's a bissel shver zogin to say such a tremendous chiddush. You need amira, and not mashma anywhere. It's just to have rayas to it. The gemara should read rayas more. From which pasuk to learn that you need a psadiba by kedushin. But it's a little more shver. Shmuel Zavsky here asked the kasha that the gemara says if you medaber imal iske kedushin, and then you give a b'shtika, we paskin Rabbi Yisrael Machlekes Tanam. We paskin that's a good kedushin. There's no amira. You just ibur imal iske kedushin. You didn't say an amira of Hare Mekadeshesli, and then you gave it to B'shtika. L'charei the pshat is, because it's an umdana. The evil iske kedushin is an umdana. We see clearly that he means to give it B'tayr's kedushin. So you see, Klai, Kedusha works with an Umdan without a Dibur. So Nikash alone, maybe you could say that the Tari's Gittin learned that the Dibur Mal Iske Kedushin is the Pshat, that that's good for the Amir. Because Dibur Miske Kedushin doesn't mean Stam, you're discussing something about Kedushin, we're discussing something about the topic of Kedushin. Dibur Miske Kedushin L'Chayim means that you agreed to have a Kedushin. You proposed. You said, would you like to have a Kedushin? And she says, yes. And you went on to a different topic. Well, you didn't give the money right away. And then, you just gave the money, b'shtika. So then, you have an Amira. The fact that he originally proposed the Kedushin, and now he's giving the money. So he put the Amira of the Kedushin, the Diba Meske Kedushin, together with the money, and you have an Amira. Maybe that's how the Torah is getting learned. But I had a gewaltige Schwerkeit. And the Gemara says, Ksuvus Tefayin Gimel, it's also in Gittin, that there's a din of Einanam Oisei Bilasei Bilas Nus. The Gemara in Ksuvus was talking about if you Mekadosh Al Tanai, and she didn't keep the Tanai. If you were Boil, the Bia blames the Bia's Kedushin, because Einanam Oisei Bilasei Bilas Nus. Who are then, if you Mekadosh less than Pachas Mishavah Pruta, you say the same thing. And the Gemara in Gittin, and Megarish is the Isha Veloni Mabapundaki, someone who divorces his wife and then sleeps with her in a hotel, said halacha is that that's considered a kedushin because ainu ma'isi b'lasa b'lasnus. V'ilachar you have no amira. It's just an umdra. It's an umdra. Avada if he's boiler. L'shem ishus avada means that there should be a kedushin because ainu ma'isi b'lasa b'lasnus. L'chay there you see mafurish an umdra works. You don't need an amira. And about his kasha. From Nasan Huva Amrahi, the emphasis of Rishainen discussed it already. It's interesting. The Ran in Kedushin, it's Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and the Daf Yarif, brings Rishainen that say that the only time Nasan Huva Amrahi doesn't work is if she said her Amira after he already gave the money. If she said the Amira before he gave the money, then it works because it blives like Diba Maliske Kedushin. So you see, from those Rishainen, the Ran bring Lahed, you're not like the Tyrus Gittin. They didn't learn fakert, that you don't need amira, you just need a umdana. And fakert, that's why they learn nosen huva amrihi, that it's dafke if she says it after he gave the money. So b'shas he gave the money, there was no umdana. But if she said it before he gave the money, and he gave the money al das her amira, so that would be the same thing as dima liske kedushin, that works out umdana. I say the Ran brings rishainim. The Ran argues on the rishainim, and he says no, avada means that she said the amira before, and he says it's not daima to Diba Muske Kedushin, because there he said it. But if he didn't say anything, even though his nesin is muchik, that he's maskim to her, it doesn't work. So the Ran, you could maybe learn like the Teres Gittin. The Ran, l'chari, you could say that, like the way we teached it, that Diba Muske Kedushin means that blibes an amir on his part. It's not clear. But like we said, I have a Rai from Eden and Maisi Balasi Bilasna say you don't need an amir. A Maisi Mechiach is good enough. But Al Kapanim from the Rishainim at the Ran bring them a furish that you don't need an Amir. There's also a Rajba. The Rajba says that the reason why Nasan Huva Amri he doesn't work is because maybe he's giving it L'Shem Matana. And even if he tells us later he gave it for Kedushin, it doesn't work because the Edom didn't know about it and it blames him a Kaddish B'lei Edom. That's what the Rajba says in Kedushin Afayim and Beis. And Rabbi Kveger says a Gavaldig Pshat in the Rajba. Because he asks two kashas. First of all, the Gemara is mavur that it doesn't work because it says ki yikach v'loy ki sikach. That's what the Gemara says. You need ki yikach. L'chari, if the problem is that maybe he's giving l'shem atana, it's not a word of ki yikach or ki sikach. The pshat is we don't see his das. Maybe he's giving it l'shem atana. He asks another kasha, if the problem is that maybe he's giving it l'shem atana, so what about the isha? How do we know the isha's das? And he shows that the Rashi himself, Mefurish, says that in a case where, let's say, he says a Lashon, which is an unusual Lashon. The Gemara says the Nashim don't understand that particular Lashon necessarily. He says, Areyat is Rasi. And the Isha afterwards says that she understood what he meant. She understood that he meant L'Shem Kedushin. That's good enough. In fact, there are Kvegets, Mamash Estira. Before he said that if the Edom don't know that he's giving L'Shem Kedushin, they think he's giving it L'Shem Atana. So that's not good enough. That's called a kedushin b'le'edim. That's why Amr, he doesn't work, because maybe he's not masking to her. Maybe she says, give it for kedushin. He's giving it for matana. But then he says, by the Isha, if the Isha accepts it, and we don't know that the Isha meant to accept it for kedushin, as long as she tells us later she accepted it for kedushin, it's good enough. What's the chilek? So the two kashas answer each other. Because avada by kedushin, you need the das of the Ish. You also need the das of the Isha. You need both. But the das of the Isha is only a tanai. An Isha can't be miskadesha, shalaladaita. You can't be mekadesh an Isha against her will. But the chefs of the kedushin is not the Isha's das, kiyikach. The Isha is not an active role in the Maisa kedushin. The Maisa kedushin is what the Ish does. So the das of the Ish, that's what's necessary for the kedushin. That is the Maisa kedushin. So even if he tells us later he had das kedushin, but the Edom didn't see the das of the Ish, they didn't see the Maisa kedushin. The Isha, even if they didn't see her das, but that's not the Maisa kedushin. They saw the Maisa kedushin. It might not have worked if the Isha didn't have das, but if she tells us later she had das, that's good enough. They saw the kedushin. They missed a tnai demakiv. They didn't necessarily see if the Isha happened not to have das. So then the kedushin wouldn't work, but that's a tnai. That you don't need edus for. So that's the pshat. Ki yigach v'lo kisigach means that the das of the Ish, that's the maisa kedushin. The das of the Isha is not. Amrihi means that we don't see the das of the Ish. We only see the das of the Isha. That's not good enough. You didn't see the kedushin. Conversely, though, if you saw the das of the Ish, even though you didn't see the das of the Isha, you saw the maisa kedushin. So it's good enough she tells you later she had das. Al Kaponim, you see clearly from the Rashba that the Yisayda Dov is not the Xeris Akasiv, you need his Dibur. He says not that way. He says the problem when you don't have his Dibur by Amrihi is that we don't know that he's giving it for kedushin. Maybe he's giving it for Matana. That's good for the problem. By Dibi Maliska kedushin, then we know, then it works without Amira. That's Mefurish. So the Chayyar, we're back Shver to Agamara. If it's Mavur, from at least some Rishaynim, the Rajbin kedushin, at least the Rishaynim that the Ran brings down, that hold that Amrihi before the Matan Mois works, because it's vibes like Dibur Maliska kedushin. That any time the Maisa's Mechis is giving kedushin works without a Dibur. So Chaya, what's the Shaila of Yad? Again, Yad is the Pshat. When you need a Dibur, the Dibur has the two wife. Neda, the whole thing that Shafs and Neda, the whole Maisa Ned is the Dibur. So then you could say, a half a Dibur is not a Dibur. You need exactly the cost of that a Yad works. Now, Shengen kedushin, at least according to some Rishayim Klar, you don't need a Dibur. You just need to know that he gives it b'shem kedushin. So if he says a half a dibur, but lamais it's mechiach from there that he's giving it l'shem kedushin, so why shouldn't it work? So there's a shtickle tayyah from a baruch ber, the baruch Shmuel is in kedushin siman aleph, that he said, Reb Chaim explained, answered this kasha with a few words. He said, from a dibur we don't make an umdana. We don't make an umdana from a dibur. But Rav Baruch Ber had one explanation of the Reb Chaim. And Rav Tali Trop had a different explanation of Reb Chaim. We're going to explain, and that the two different explanations, why you need the din of Yadis by Kedushin, why doesn't it go to Stam Al Tzin Umdana? Rav Baruch Ber said, back Dhamma, and that's who he spoke at a little bit from Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he also mentions Rabbi Kiva Eger, that the Das of the Ish in the Kedushin, that's part of the chefs of the Maisa Kedushin. You need two components for a Maisa Kedushin. You need Kesef, and you need Das of the Ish. You need the Das of the Ish to make it for a Maisa Kedushin. He says it's different than Kinyonim. Kinyonim, you just need Das for the Chalois. You just need Das to shaft the Kinyon. Masha'en Ken Kedushin, the Maisa Kedushin is Bechol not a Maisa Kedushin without Das. You need the Das to make it for a Maisa Kedushin. So Zogter Baruch Ber, there are two distinct ways where you could see the Das of the Ish in the Kedushin. One way is through Dibur, by saying, Arei Mekadesh Li, that makes the Das of the Ish in the Kedushin. Dibur is an expression of his Das. And the second way is through Umdana. If it's Muchach, like Dibur Maliski Kedushin, where you don't have a Dibur, or like our case of Enem Maisi Belasi Bilzus, we don't have a Dibur, But we have a Chacha Mitzad, the Maisa, that he means it to be a Maisa Kedushin. The Umdin is also a different way, another way, to Shtelavech, to establish the Das of the Ish and the Kedushin. But they're two distinct ways. So Zakhtir Baruch Ber, so if he wants to be Mekadisha with an Umdina, he could. And if he wants to be Mekadisha with a Dibur, he could. But if he wants to be Mekadisha with a Dibur, and the Dibur doesn't work, even though there's also an Umdina there, but he was Mechavan for a different Maisa Kedushin. He says, just like Lamashal, someone will give an Isha a Shtar Kedushin, and he wants to be Mekadisha with Kedushe Shtar. And the Shtar, for whatever reason, would be puzzle. But the paper that the Shtar was written on is worth a Shava Pruta. So he actually gave her Kesef. But he was Mechavan to Mekadisha with the Shtar. He said, it doesn't work. Because Kedushe Shtar, you don't have. The Shtar was puzzle. Kedushe Kesef, he never was Mechavan for Kedushe Kesef. You don't say, since he was Mechavan for Kedushin, so what's the difference, Shtar or Kesef? It's two different things. He wasn't Mechavan for Kedushe Kesef. So there is no Kedushe Kesef because he never was Mechavan for it. There is no Kedushe Shtar because the Shtar is puzzle. Same thing with Dibur and Umdana. If he wants him Mekadisha with Umdana, he can Mekadisha with Umdana. If he wants him Mekadisha with Dibur, Mekadisha with Dibur. But if he wants him Mekadisha with Dibur and the Dibur happens not to be a good Dibur because Ein Yad the Kedushin and it wasn't a complete Dibur. Even though there's an Umdana, but he didn't want him Mekadisha with an Umdana. Mela doesn't work. That's how he teaches Reb Chaim. So how does that fit into the words of Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim said, from a Dibur, you don't make an Umdana. How does that mean this Reb Baruch Ber Shtickel? So Reb Baruch Ber said, very interesting. He said, Reb Chaim understood all this already. Now, Reb Chaim was trying to answer one specific thing. He said, Lamaisa, he wanted the word Va'at to be the Avek Shtel of the Das of Kedushin. He thought Va'at was a Dibur. It's really not. It's really, Va'at is an Umdana. So what's the difference? But he wanted Va'at. So in that, Reb Chaim says, from a Dibur, Machmash and Umdana, meaning, Dibur and Umdana are two distinct things. Before Reb Chaim's Chiddush, you'd say, Dibur and Umdana are the same thing. They're just the Gili Das. What's the difference, Dibur? What's the difference, Umdana? It's exactly the same thing. It's not like Kesef and Shtar. It's the same thing. It's being Megala Das. What's the difference if it has a Teres Dibur, a Teres Umdana? That's what Reb Chaim is saying. For that Dibur, Machmanish, Ken Umdana means that Dibur and Umdana are two distinct things. If you have to Mechavan for the Dibur or the Umdana. If you Mechavan for the Dibur, it doesn't work with the Umdana. That's Reb Baruch Ber's beer in the Reb Chaim. But Reb Naftali, and he learns this in Reb Chaim, Reb Shimon Shkab also says the same shtickle on his own. They learn their Reb Chaim Kipshutai, that a Dibur is not an Umdana. When we have an Umdana, then we have an Umdana. If all we have is a Dibur, we don't have an Umdana. Reb Shimon Shkab and Naftali, they say, when a person says he wants Kedushin, we don't know that he wants Kedushin, but we don't care. It doesn't make a difference what he really wants. He said he wants Kedushin, Dvarim Shablai Vein and Dvarim. It works mitzad the Dibur. But the Maisa is not Mechiach that he's giving for Kedushin. It's only because he said. Now, Lefi the Rashi we spoke about in the previous shiur. In the previous shiur we spoke out a Machlokes HaRashba and the other Rishayim, the Ramban, the Ridvan, the Ran, in Kedushin Daf Nun. That they all ask, Kasha, how does Yodis work? Why isn't it Dvarim Shablai Veinim Dvarim? And the other Rishayim say, because since you have Xeris Akasiv of Yodis, so that makes it into a Dibur. And Mimel, it's not Dvarim Shablai. You said it. You said everything. When you said a Hey, and it's a Nazar Evil of Funav, and it's a Parish of Yodis, that's a Dibur. That's a Dibur of a Hey Nazar. It's not Dvarim Shablai. But the Rashba agreed to the Kasha. The Rashba says, no. Avadit is Dvarim Shablai. We don't know that he means a Hey Nazar, even by Yad Mechiach. It works because the Machshava makes it into a The machshava, the das is the machshava. It's taka dvarim shablev, but dvarim shablev at dvarim when they're not says to the dvarim shabapeh. We said all has been the Rashba in the previous year. So lefi the Rashba, it's very good. Because if all you have is a yad, according to the Rashba, that's not gezocht. You didn't say anything. It's still dvarim shablev. So that's klar, you don't have a dibur. You don't have an umdana. The Rashba says, we taka don't know what you mean. We taka not sure. So you don't have an umdana. But even according to the other Rishonim that say that it blibes a Dibur, it's only after the parasha of Yodis. Then it blibes in Gansin a Dibur, and you don't have to come on to the Dvarim Shubalei. If you have the Dibur Shalim. Mashengen, you want to say that you have an Umdana, you don't have an Umdana. That's Reb Chaim meant. For the Dibur Machmanishkin Umdana means the mice itself is not Mechiach, it's just the Dibur. The Dibur is not an Umdana. It could work out Dibur, but if you don't have a parish of Yadis, you don't have a Dibur either, a Mela doesn't work. You have to say, Lefizat, that by Dibi Maliski Kedushin, the Balt, he expressed very clearly his desire for Kedushin with her and had a whole discussion about it. Then we taka see that it means business. So when he gives her the money, there's an umdin in the muchach, he means kedushin. But a one-time dibur that he said, va'at, if it doesn't have a teiris dibur, ken umdin is es nisht. We don't know for sure, even if it's a yad mechiech, we don't understand this kavana for sure alone. It would only work on dibur. There is no umdin b'chlal. Rav Naftali says another pshat in the Gemara. It doesn't stem with the Rishonim. I saw the Karen Ari also is mitzad that this pshat. Lulei divi the Rishonim. L'chari very geshmak a pshat. That he says, ken zayn, that what the Gemara means is, it's bechlal doesn't go tzumi din yad. In other words, the Gemara shayla gufa is, and this also would explain why the Gemara says v'at chazoi. The Gemara shayla is in the mahus of yadais. When you have a yad, it's like the Gemara shayla gufa is, that machlekes red ice between the Rashba and the other Rishonim. That's gufa what the Gemara means, yesh yad l'kedushin. It's not a din yad. Din yad would only pass by Nadarim, by Naziris, by Tztaka, by Peya, with the Chalais is Geshaf with the Dibur. The Chalais is with the Maisa, there is no Stam Teres Yad. Now the Gemara means like this. When you say Va'at, and it's a Yad Mechiach, does that mean that this is the Dibur? This Be'etzim is the Dibur, not only Legabi Hilchas Adarim, Teshaf, and Neder, but Legabi Kedushin, meaning that we see the Dibur here. It's a dibur to shtelavek yadas, not only to make an edda, but to shtelavek yadas. But if in the mashal, you don't need any more dvarim shabalev, it's a dibur gomer. So that way, legabe kedushin avada would work. It's mamish a dibur. You don't need a hilchas lashin by kedushin, you just need a dibur, which says it clearly. Yad means clearly. Or it's not what yad means. Even after the yad, you still have to come on to the dvarim shabalev, like the Rashba says in kedushin nafnun. Yad is just the dibur. Legabe a bitis v'sayim to shafach alois neder. But a dibur that we see a das, we don't see a das. Mele we can say about chazoy. Mele won't work for kedushin. That's what the Granat would say in the Karen Ari. It also says it's lulei divri the rishonim. The rishonim klar, the Ran, the Taz, and the Rosh are klar saying that the pshat is do we learn out from the darim the din of yad. The klar learning exerts the kos of yadis by kedushin. Lulei divri rishonim. You could say that was good for the Gemara Shaila. A yad where you don't need to beat this v'sayim, does that work? Because v'at means v'at nami. Or no, v'at alone without a parasha of yadnes, k'mi v'at chazai. And mele doesn't work be'etzim. Al kaponim, in the Rishonim at learn, it's mamar shedin yad l'sikum. The kasha of the achreinim was, why do you need a dibur for? Tepik lei, tshigotsu alts umdana, the maises mechich that he wants kedushin. You have a Teres Giddens pshat that you need dafke dibur, a maise mechich doesn't work. We have a Baruch Beres pshat that you have an umdana here. An umdana would work, but since he wants a mekadesh with dibur, so his das is a mekadesh with dibur, he wants to use dibur, the mela, even though there is an umdana, but that's not what his das is to use. His das is to use dibur, would only work if the dibur is a good dibur. And we have a Meftali and a Pshimin that say that a dibur is not an umdana. The mice is not mukh anything. It works because you have a dibur, but there is no umdana. And the mele, that's why it can't work. Because umdana has to work dafgal's dibur. The Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, "Umimi boile l'Rav Papa. Did Rav Papa out of Shiloh? But me the omele Rav Papa la'abaya. Me savish shmu yadayim she mechichas havi yadayim. Mechlal the srila Rav Papa d'yesh yad l'kedushin." And the Gemara there, the Gemara Papa thought that Shmuel said Arei Mekudeshes without saying Li works. So Rav Papa asked the question, why does Arei Mekudeshes without saying Li works? It's Yadayim Sheinu Mechichas. So Shmuel hold Yadayim Sheinu Mechichas is having Yadayim. So you see, Clark, that Rav Papa held that a Yad works. His only kasha was Yadayim Sheinu Mechichas. So the Gemara says, no, really Rav Papa had a Shaila about whether Yad Bechlal works. But Chodim Yigayim Ayin Desuyu Leil Lishmuel. He asked one thing. He could have asked about Yad also. But he asked, even in Tim Sloime, Yad works, but Akapanim, it's Yadayim Shein HaMechicha, so why should it work? So the Rana asks a kasha, that here we see by Kedushin there's a suffix if there's a Yad or not. But by Gittin, the Gemara said earlier, that the Machoikis of Yehuda and the Chachamim, if you need V'deim Yehev L'chum Inoi, if you need to write clearly in the get that this should be to you from me a Sefer Krisus, that he has to be clear that he's the one Megarish and not someone else, is a shail if Yadayim Shein HaMechichas have in Yadayim or Loi have in Yadayim. So you see that Yad works for Gittin. So how could it be that there's a suffix by Kedushin if you see it works for Gittin? What's the difference, Gittin and Kedushin? So the Ran answers that there it's different because there you have a Maisa. There you have a Maisa, so that makes it more than a Yad. That makes it an Iker. Masha'enkin and our Shailom, he don't have a Maisa because he never did a Maisa with the second Isha. He gave both Prutas to the first Isha, said Areya Mekadeshesli, and then said the second Isha Va'at. Assuming you meant Kedushin, he wanted the first Isha to be Mekabal Kedushin for the second Isha, but you don't have a Maisa. So Mele, there you have a Shailom Yad. So Mekivega and Gilyan Ashas asked Akasha, if you're going to say that whenever they have a Maisa, he gave the get, so it's a Maisa. So Mele, it's not a Shail of Yad anymore, it becomes an Iker. Because I gave the Maisa Yomechiach, that's what you meant. So what's the Gemara's Kasha Bechlal from Kedushin? You said Arei Mekudeshes, you didn't say Li, but you did a Maisa. You gave the Isha the money. You did a Maisa. So why isn't that Mechiach that the Yad means Kedushin, and Mele it should be called an Iker, it shouldn't be called the Yad? Now, just to clarify one nekuda, why didn't Rabbi Kivega ask the kasha earlier when the Ran said the Yisayid that we have to be talking about that you gave both prutas to the first Isha? Because if you give a pruta to each Isha, then when you said Va'at, that's not called the Yad, that's called the Lashon Kedushin Mamish. So why didn't he ask on that from this Gemara? This Gemara clearly calls it a Yad, even if you said Hareyat Mekudeshes and he gave her the money. So I think the Teretz is Pashit. Because there, in our Gemara, the Shail is, did he mean the Lashon Kedushin altogether or not? So there, it's much more mistabrit to say that if he gave her the money, and he said Va'at, obviously he means Lashon Kedushin. If he meant Va'at Chazoi, so what's he giving her money for? So then Va'at Memela means the Lashon Kedushin. But in the Gemara, in Kedushin of Arei Mekudeshes, and he didn't say Li, that the Gemara shtel suti yadais, there we know it's for Kedushin. He said Arei Mekudeshes. The question was, who is he being Mekadesh? There's no Echacha, he means to himself. Maybe it means to someone else. So Lagabe, that the Mais is not helping you. So that's what you might be able to say. Avadar B'Kivega's maskim that in our Gemara, if he did the Mais and gave the Pruta to the second Isha, that's a Maisa which will make that the Yad shouldn't be Yad anymore. But the case of Kedushin, he said Arei Mekudeshes, he didn't say Li. So we know it's a Maisa Kedushin. The Shail is to who? The Maisa is not indicating that's to him. Could be he's doing the Maisa for someone else. But if the Ranch dealt to the Svara to get, by get the question before was, who is he being, is he Megarish her from himself or from someone else? That Gufu was the question. So why did the Maisa is not Mechiach on that? Elamai, even in such a case, the Maisa Mechiach can make it an Iker. So then who would the Mareya Mekudesh is without? Leave the Maisa Mechiach should make it an Iker. Azay Feshtecha B'Kivegas Kasha. The Emes is a Shita Mekubetz already asked Rabbi Kivegas Kasha. Shita Mekubetz already asked the Kasha and says, B'daychik, that ain't a chinami. The Maksha didn't understand this Yisayin, that a Maisa makes it into an Iker, a Maisa makes it Oisiyat. And that's why the Maksha asked the Kasha from the Gemara Kedusha Nareya Mekudesh, even though there's a Maisa. And he could have asked the kasha from the Gemara earlier, that the Gemara earlier stels su Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan l'gabed din of Yad, and that also should be a raya that yesh Yad l'gerishin and huudin for kedushin. Could have asked that kasha also. And the Gemara's teretz is l'finis svar of the maksha that didn't know this din that a maisa could make it into an iker. And then a chenami l'chayiv to answer the kasha of a gittin, you're going to have to say a maisa makes it into an iker. And by Rei Mekudeshes, that Li also the Maisa would make it into Nikkur, wouldn't be a Yad. Now I saw the Karen Ori asked the Kasha that Oyba Zoid, that the Maisa makes it into an Ikka, the Maisa makes it klar. So what's the Shmuzi Vidayim Shein Mechichos? What's the Shail Vidayim Shein Mechichos? How do you die alive in your dime? It's not a Yad Bechlal. The Maisa makes it into an Ikka, it's an Ikka Mechich. And if you're going to say it's not Mechich, so right, it should be considered a Yad. So right, you should have a Raya Yesh Yad. If it's Mechich, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you need a Yad Mechich, so you could say it's more than a Yad. Once you do a Maisa, it makes it mamish into an Ikka. But according to Rabbanu, that Yadayim Shein and Mechichos, you have in Yadayim, so, and we're showing, we're bringing a Raya that Rabbanu hold Yadayim Shein and Mechichos, have in Yadayim, Baisis is saying it's not Mechich. So I'll call the Maisa is not Mechich, so why did she be a Yad? So also, I saw a Kasha B'Shein the Briskerov, the Berchus Avram brought it down, that the Ran is saying that the Maisa of giving the get makes it Mechiach. L'chor, you need a Losh in Krisis on the get, which is Mechich Mitzad Atzma, not Mitzad the Maisa. And the get, it has to be written a Losh in Krisis, because of a Sefer Krisis. The get has to say a Sefer Krisis, a Sefer Zvarim Shal Krisis, a story of Gerishin. L'chor, it has to be clear from the get without the Maisa. So Taisus has a different shot in the Gemara. Taisus Eifinart says that the case by Gittin is Bechal Nadiyat. The case by Gittin is a Deep B'Shalim. You said Ereim B'Teres L'Chal Adam, it's a Deep B'Shalim. It's not a Yad B'Chal. Mimi also learns that way. Now the Gemara is Shaila of Eistais, according to Taisus, as the Mimi also says, if Yadayim Shein Mechichas L'Havin Yadayim or not, is not a Shaila just in Hilchas Yadayim. It's not a shaila in the Xeris Akas of Yad. Do you need Mechiach or not in order to Mekayim the Xeris Akas of Yad? That's not the shaila. Lagad me to Etzim Xeris Akas of Yad. Could be Lekule Alma, you don't need Mechiach. Now the shaila is, it's a shaila in Hilchas Dibur, which is a quality stick of shaila, which is Negei even when it's not a Yad. Is a Dibur which is not Mechiach, is that called a Dibur? Is there a Chsarin in the Dibur, because it's not Mechiach? There's a Chsarin of Yad that you didn't complete the Dibur. That's not a Chsarin. Yodas and Darim can a Darim. But there's another Chsarin, that it's not Mechiach. The Dibur doesn't say clearly what it is. And that's not a Shail and Yodas. The Gemara Gana says the words, Yadayim Shein and Mechichas, Havi Yadayim, Laivin Yadayim. It's a Lashon Mushlof in the Darim. By Ginnis Bechal Nari Yad. It's a very clear Lashon. You're right in the get. Harei Meteris Lechalonim. Very clear. But you weren't mefarish, if it's from you or for someone else. Well, like the Ran also explains, you weren't mefarish if it's the get that's doing after the krisus, so when the dibur is doing after the krisus, and the get's just the rai. You didn't say klar. So that's what Yehuda says. A dibur, it's not mechiach, chesush kein din dibur. So male, it's not called the sefer krisus. You have to write with dein diavu chuminoi. You have to make the dibur of krisus klar. Now shake it, everyone hold, no. The baal, it's a dibur of krisus, even if it's not mechiach, it's good enough. And the Gemara tells the Sula Gabin Adarim also. We have a din of Yadis Nadarim Kin Adarim. But the problem of Yad Shein and Mechiach is not that it doesn't fit into the Xeris Kasa of Yadis. The problem is it's Stam. A Dibur, it's not Mechiach, it's not called a Dibur. So you have the same Machlaikis, Lagabin Adarim, Lagabin Gittin, even though there's no parish of Yadis by Gittin. That's Taisus Pshat. And now let's see the next Gemara. The Gemara says, Boy, Rav Papa, Yesh Yad Lepeya, Yen Yad Lepeya. Is there a parsha of Yad when you're making something into Peah? Hechidami. Ilei medam hadein ugyulevi Peah. Vadein nami. He says this row should be Peah. And then he says this also. He says, Kler nami who Peah ma'al yasihi. Like the Marisa by Kedushin. That's mamish gezok Peah, even though you didn't say the word Peah. But you said ha'nami. And you already said Peah in the first one. So the Peah goes in the second one also, like we explained by Kedushin. And the Gemara explains afterwards, the Shaila is, do you learn that from a Hekesh? Do you have a Hekesh Peah to Nedarim, to Karbanis? Is that a Hekesh Lagabi all Dinim? And just like by Karbanis is a Din Yad, it's a Ned, the Nidre Karban, also a Ned, the Lagabi Yad, so who would then pay, which is in the same Pasuk? Or is a Hekesh only for Baal Ta'acher and not for any other Dinim? Then the Gemara asks, an interesting kasha. Mechlal, the chi'om is sad, the kulat, have a peya, have a peya. Does that mean if you say the entire field is peya, it should be peya? So the verse is in. Yes, that's what it means. Vatanya, the Brisa says that, minayin shemreitz, alas, it's kol sadeu peya, Eisa, he can make his entire field pay a tamalim and pass a decha. And Taisus says, he buys us the Yishalmi, it's after that, it's only after you started the Ksir, it's not Dafka Mamish, the whole field, but the Pshat is because before you started the Ksir, there's no Chiyav of pay. So you can't make a pay because you're not Meschayev and pay, you didn't start. You have to cut a small Shibaylis, at least one Ksira, to just Pasha be Meschayev and pay. But once you're Meschayev and pay, you can make everything that's there pay. Now the Shaila is, Vush state in the Gemara, you can make a whole son to pay. Vush state does. It doesn't say Bechlal. It says you made this Aruga pay and that Aruga pay. What does it say the whole Sada? Maybe there's a lot more in the Sada. So the Rishayim asked the Kasha. Taisus and the Rush answer that Al-Karchach the Gemara is talking about where there was nothing else in the field besides the two Arugas. Why? Because what's the other Tzad of Adain? Taisus and the Rush Shita say, if there's no other Tzad, it blames the Dibur Mamish. What's the other Tzad of Adain? If it doesn't mean payah. What's the other side of Vaha? So the Gemara says, the Gabit Stuck of Vaha Lenafkusa. This is for myself. Now, this is for Paya, and this is for my own private, my own things. If there's a whole big field besides for the two Arugas, so what do you mean this is for my own thing? You have the whole field is for your own thing. Why dafka this? Doesn't make any sense. Behechachan after means that this is also Paya. There it says, all you have is these two things. So now we have to start them. He says, Ugizuye paya vizu. What does vizu mean? Does vizu mean, and this also should be paya? Or vizu fakeh, this should be for my eitzos, not for paya. So memeli, you have to say there's nothing else in the field. Otherwise, why is he reading eitz? This is for my eitzos. Everything else is also for his eitzos. That's the pshat of Taiz and the Rush. Now, the Ran is not clear. Shalmid Durham also wants to learn the Ran like Taiz and the Rush. But the Ran just tells us one thing. The Ran says that the vader apop of chagavda kami boyle, the bahu uyu kamaisa ikashi ura, the eloi afil tim slime enyal the paya paya ma al yasihi. In other words, the Ranch is saying one thing. I see from Rav Papa that Avadi's talking about that you already have a shir paya with the first ugya. The shir paya in their abundance is 1 out of 60. You already have a shir paya with the first ugya. Because if you don't have a shir paya yet, and you said, this ugi should be paya, and this, and you weren't mefarish, but you didn't have a shir with the first one, so vaita's not a yad. Vaita, that's kazak, that these both should be paya. Because you don't have a shir for the first one. Avadi, you mean to mashlim the shir. So if there's a shayla, what he means, if it's not clear, it's not a lashon paya, you have to come on to the din of yad, so that must mean the first one has a shir. But the Ran doesn't explain. So the first one has a shir. So what? But where do we see he's making the whole field pay? Maybe the first one has a share, it's a 60th, and the second one is a 260th. Where do you see the whole field? It's a shtickle pella. So the Karinaira is learning pshat like this. He's learning that this is the Mishnah Lamelech, clears a shaila. He clears a shaila, halacha lamaisa, what's halacha? If someone makes, someone's mafrish pay in the field, and it's a share. And then after he's mafrish the payah, he decides he wants to mafrish more payah. Is it chal? Now, as you find the mashal by chuma, chuma doesn't have a shear. You can take as much chuma as you want. If there's a din, ayin ra takes 1/60th, ayin yafa takes a 40th, the beni takes a 50th, but you can take as much chuma as you want. But once you took chuma, and it was chal the chuma, you can't take more chuma. You can't make anything else chuma. The chuma was taken already. That's a din by chuma. So the Mishnah Lamelech, it's at the end of Perek Aleph and Ilchus Matnas Aniyim, he declares, what's a din by payah? Do you say that once you already took off a shir payah, so shayin, it's finished. The shir payah, it's gone. The Sada has its payah taken off already. Or no? So Chayi says, this Ran's mafurish. Chayi says, the Gemara is not so mafurish because the Gemara could be told that you didn't have a shir. But the Ran says, Chloe, that we're talking about you did have a shir. And still it says that you can make more payah. So the Chayin, the Ran's mafurish, that you could make more payah. Hazak the Mishnah Malach, it's not a raya, because maybe we're talking about Teicha de Dibur. He learns up that the Gemara is talking about Teicha de Dibur, that Teicha de Dibur you said vizu. So Mele, it blives all one big Maisa Afrosh's payah. But if you already took payah, and you want after Kadeva to take more payah, he's still clearing the Shaila. Hazak the Karinari, you can't learn the Ran that way. Because if you're going to say that it's Teicha de Dibur, it's one big Maisa payah, So Vaita, where do you see in the Gemara anything about Kula Sada to be paya? The Karanar is learning, I think, that that's Gufa de Tut Sadim. If you can make the entire Sada paya, so in Dem State, paya has nothing to do with being mat to the field, being yates to the pay of the field. Paya stam. You can make whatever you want paya. So Hudin, if you have paya ready, there's no such thing. You can make whatever you want paya. If you can't make the whole field paya, so kum dais the dinners, you have to take off the paya of the field. Once you shtel avek, this is the paya of the field, so nothing else could be paya. If you can make the whole field paya, so there's no such thing as the paya of the field. The whole field could be paya. So merely you can make paya and invite to make paya again. As if a shteich pshat. That's why truma, you can't make the whole thing truma. You need veishas, shirayim, and yikarim. You need the truma and the shirayim and the chulin that comes from it. It's a truma of the thing. So merely once you made this truma, you can't make any more truma. So that's what the Gemara saw. Yes, even after you have a shir peya, you can make another shir peya. So in Dem State, you can make the whole field peya. That's how the Karanari learns up the rat. There's one other pshat in the Gemara. The Mikdash David says it's pshat. It's Mechadish, it's pshat in the Rambam. But the Emesis already says it's pshat in the Shita Mekabetzis here. And it's mashed that way in Rashi, in the Mefarish, that the Ugi is the whole field. Rashi says Ugi is Sada. Kamina Mesechdes Brachas. Smashma Hadein Ugi means this field should be paya, v'ha, and this field. In Dem State, you can make a whole field paya, because he's making the whole field paya. Mamash Kibshutai. The Shita Mekabetzis says it's klar. That there's a tzadl and ugya means a field, or even if it means an aruga, that's what the Mikdash David says. That the Rambam holds that every aruga has its own din sada legavi peya. Every aruga you have to mafresh the pay of that aruga. It's not called one big sada. Every aruga has its own tyrus sada legavi peya. So if you say a hu ugya have peya, that is making the whole field peya. So then the Gemara skips shuta. Machal, if you make the whole field peya, it works. The Gemara says in, the whole field could be peya, because we use an example. Well, you made an entire field to be paya. That's the third pshat in the Gemara. So the kids of three pshatim, the Rosh and Taisus learned that since you said how ugi paya v'ha, and that could mean l'nafkusa, so that means it's only these two arugas, so you made the whole field paya. The Ran, the feel the way the Karen Ara learns is that once after you have a shir paya, you can be meisa for shir paya. So Vaisus, you don't need the paya of the field. Vaisus, tam you can make paya. So who then you can make the whole field paya? And Rashi and the Shita Mekavetzis brings the Mikdash David says in the Rambam that the Ugi is an entire field. So Mel, it's Kipshutai, the Ugi have it pay, it means entire field could be pay.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.